Recording live from the Northeast Georgia Business Radio X studio. This is Northeast Georgia Business Radio presented by Regions Bank. Embrace the FN life. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Welcome back, folks. Welcome back to another exciting edition of Northeast Georgia Business Radio. I'm your host, Tom Sheldon. And yeah, we're coming to you live from the beautiful Empower College and Career Center of Jackson County. I have with me another great guest. I got a bunch of them. I'm telling you, they're all great. I have with me today the owner of Entry Solutions Group. I have with me today Mr. Nathan Townsend. Nathan, welcome to the Northeast Studio.
Thanks, Tom, for having me.
I get all the names in there. Entry Solutions Group.
Right.
It's kind of a tongue twister a little bit. A
little bit.
Yeah. You say it every day like 1,500 times. You don't even think about it. See, I thought about it. That was the problem.
We've summed it up to ESG.
ESG.
Not to be confused with the environmental social governance.
I didn't even know about that.
Yeah, I get that asked all the time. Are you
with
part,
the government?
Are you with the government? Nope.
Are you with the government?
No.
No, okay.
No. Totally. We are not with the government. The name started stemming from what we do, obviously. We are an entry solutions provider, primarily industrial market for the commercial construction industry. We focus on anything doors, your man doors. You ever been in a building that didn't have a door? Maybe not a barn, but an actual building.
No, and I probably couldn't get in one either.
Really?
Well, no doors. I can't get in. I crawl through a window.
Well, so I get asked
all... That would be really weird, man.
It would. If you really think about it, you know, people ask me all the time, they go, well, how did you get into doing what you do?
Right.
I say, well, I've never been in a commercial building that didn't have a opening, a door, per se.
Right.
And so they go, huh. I never thought about that.
That's a good point.
So that's kind of my my pitch to future employees as well, looking to join us and become an installer.
Right.
You know, I put that into their head, and they go, "You know what? You're absolutely right."
Man's got a point.
Yeah.
There's a reason why he's the business owner.
That's how we started. We were an installer for doors, frames, and hardware. We have grown into other scopes, per se. We do dock equipment, which is primarily in these bulk distribution centers. Big 18-wheeler trucks, on and off materials, on and off the trucks.
Bay door things.
That's correct. Yeah. We do a lot of warehouse protective equipment. A few other little niche scopes within that arena, but you know, our focus is the industrial distribution manufacturing arena when it comes to construction.
So basically, you've picked the perfect spot, the 85 corridor.
Pretty much.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Man.
So you like all the giant warehouses popping up around Jackson County?
I do.
At least the ones you get to work on.
Job security. I do feel like sometimes there's a little bit of overbuilding in that case, but I do see that there, obviously with COVID 4 years ago, believe it or not, there was a demand for, obviously people were ordering stuff online.
Right.
They needed the delivery. So looking ahead, I think there's going to be more of a demand for that.
It got convenient.
It did.
And we liked it.
And I think the younger generation is going to buy into that. And
they already have.
They already have. And
yeah.
I do love the fact that they're doing it. But we kind of cover, our footprint is the Southeast. So we're not just.
Not just Jackson County.
No.
I hear you, man.
No, we are Southeast based.
Nice.
We are.
I had no idea.
Yeah, we work primarily with general contractors. And most of these contractors, they have multiple locations spread out throughout the Southeast and the country.
Right.
That's our core focus, is with general contract.
But now, do you just do the installations? Do you do maintenance once?
We are a turnkey provider for all scopes that we cover.
Okay.
You know, doors and hardware, we'll furnish and install.
Right.
Dock equipment, warehouse protective equipment, right. All things above, we help provide the easy button for our customer.
Okay.
A lot of these scopes are considered small in nature when you look at the big picture of the project.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So tell my customers I'm just a crumb collector.
A lot of crumbs.
Yeah, a lot of crumbs. But, you know, we want to truly, my previous life, I was a contractor. So that was kind of the idea behind when I started this company was, you know, I wanted to make it easy for the contractor. The fact that we can handle a multitude of scopes in that industry kind of helps them make a decision and just makes their life a little bit easier when they can trust someone to handle the door and hardware scope, the dock leveler scope, the guardrail scope, anything that we can help them with. It just helps provide that easy button for the contractor, and it's a win-win for both of us.
Dock leveler, what is that?
It's the device that when the truck backs up to the dock door, it lifts. It has a lifting arm or lifting mechanism.
The floor raises up.
That's correct.
To match the truck.
That's correct.
Forklifts or something.
They have a lip on it. It raises and lowers down onto the truck bed, and the forklift goes in and out of the truck.
Like a little ramp.
That's it. It's just a ramp that gets on and off the truck. Once they're done, they press the button. They can either do it hydraulically, mechanically. There's a push button that's electronically, raises and lowers the mechanism.
Fancy.
But yeah, all facilities need them.
So it's a unit that you guys set into the building or?
Yeah, typically it's a dock pit.
It's a pit.
It's a concrete pit.
Okay.
Levelers are big. They're bulky. They weigh anywhere from 2,000 to 3,000 pounds
a piece. I imagine. A ton, 2 tons, yeah.
Yeah, so they...
it's all steel, concrete and steel.
All concrete and steel.
Yeah.
We actually did the install of all the dock positions at the Ace Hardware right up the road.
The big monster on 85.
That's right.
Hog Mountain Road.
We did all the dock equipment package install for that, and we're very successful in that, and now we're following Ace Hardware to Kansas City starting next month.
They must like you.
The contractor that was awarded the project had us be the installer, and they liked us so much that they're carrying us to that project.
How about that?
So it's a
congratulations.
Pretty.
That's a compliment, man.
That's the utmost compliment that I could ever receive.
Yeah, it is.
100%.
Construction background.
Yes, sir.
How did you fall into this end of construction?
Out of college, I grew up in construction. Out of college, started working for a local Metro Atlanta general contractor. The recession came along in 2009. I saw the best and the worst.
I bet you did.
Being young, being married, you know, we're like everybody else, just trying to make a living. We ended up actually moving back to my hometown of Mobile, Alabama.
You're an Alabama boy.
I am.
I hear you.
Yep. Not a Roll Tide, though.
No?
No, I'm a tiger.
Oh, War Eagle.
I'm a War Eagle.
War Eagle.
Yes, sir.
That's all right.
We ended up moving to my hometown for less than a year. Came home one day, looked at my wife and told her this isn't going to be fit for us. And we moved right back into our house in Bethlehem, which is, you know, Barrow County.
Oh, yeah.
So we're pretty much local. She went back to her old teaching position and I was at a crossroads, couldn't find a job. Nobody's hiring. Construction industry is just
dead.
Had presidents of companies telling me, get out of construction.
Yeah.
The only opportunity that I was presented with was working for a small local door frame and hardware distributor.
Right.
Took the opportunity, learned the business, learned the ins and outs. Construction, over a period of 2 to 3 years later, picked back up.
Right.
I jumped right back into the construction industry as a contractor. Worked in it for 10 to 12 years, working for a couple different contractors, helped large contractor open up a branch here in Atlanta, building bolt distribution centers.
Wow.
So that's how I got into that niche.
Yeah.
Over time, I've always wanted to open my own business, whether it be a contracting business, subcontracting business, whatever. Finally decided to... People at the Piedmont group, the networking group that I'm in.
Those guys. I know a bunch of them.
So my motto this year was crap or get off the pot.
I hear you, man.
So hope that's okay to say.
It's your podcast, brother.
That's right. I decided at that point in time in my career that it was time for me to do something for myself. I was confident in what I knew and what I was doing and what I wanted. Me and my dad, we decided to open up our business. We worked part-time for a year. The niche that we decided to get into was doors, frames, and hardware.
Mm-hmm.
So now I've gone full circle.
You have gone full circle.
We decided to do that for a year. After a year, business started growing. We both had to look at each other and say, is this something we want to pursue as a full-time career?
Yeah.
Is this viable? Because, you know, he's at the end of his career. I'm at still the beginning, so to speak. He ended up leaving his job first. 3 to 4 months later, I ended up leaving my job, which I was very well set up in.
Took the leap of faith. Yeah. Sorry, I took it out of your mouth. Sorry.
No, you did. It's
sorry about that.
If you've never done it, it is a leap of faith.
I've done it a couple times.
It's fun.
It can be. When Ace Hardware is asking you to go to Kansas City. Kansas City, was it?
It was.
I guess that's a win.
It is. It's,
yeah, man.
I'll take the small wins. You know, in business.
Take every win you can.
Yeah.
Every size.
In business, a lot of people think that your success happens overnight. They only look at what you see on LinkedIn.
Oh, yeah.
You know, maybe Facebook, if that's your avenue.
The new truck you're driving.
Yeah, the new truck you're driving. Yeah. But behind the scenes, it's hard. There's been a couple times during the course of this 4 years where you look at yourself in the mirror and say, what am I doing?
Oh, yeah.
But at the end of the day, you know what your goals are. You take all the small wins. You take the small losses. You learn from them. And you keep forging ahead.
Well, that's just it, Nathan. Just like you just said, we don't lose. We learn.
Yeah.
We win and we learn.
That's right. What I would consider successful, we've got 12 to 15 employees that work for us full time that we have to constantly keep busy week in, week out. We move along the southeast, just like I told you.
Yeah.
So we're anywhere. I've got guys this week. They're in Savannah. Nice. I've got guys here in Metro Atlanta. I've got guys down in LaGrange. Last week, we were in Virginia. So, I mean, there's not too many points that we haven't hit in the southeast.
That's awesome, man.
So we really pride ourselves, though, on quality. We're not the biggest, but we are going to stand by what we do, and we're going to deliver a very high-quality project.
Is it super competitive, that industry?
It's a niche.
Well, it could still be competitive.
There is competition, and people ask me all the time, who's your competition? I know who they are, but I don't keep up with what they do.
I always answered that with no one. I came from a very competitive, super competitive industry.
Okay.
And, oh, so-and-so is your competitor. No, they're not. They're not. They're not me.
Right.
That's not arrogant. It is arrogant, but if you back it up.
I don't think it's arrogant.
I don't have competition.
Right.
I got more work than I can handle. You got guys running all over the Southeast. You got a lot of work. You're handling it.
That's right.
You don't have any competition.
That's right. We, no competition. We are solely a customer focused company. These guys come to us. They want us to provide that easy button.
Yeah.
And how we do different. You know, that people always talk, how are you unique? What makes you unique?
That's always the catchphrase.
Well, we are unique.
We do what you say.
We do what we say we're going to do.
That's half of it.
We provide daily reports on all of our projects, which are transparency.
Right.
We follow up. If we did anything that's an error on our part, we fix it. We own it. So we want the accountability. We want that. And that's part of why I started what I was doing. I wasn't getting that as a contractor.
Right.
You know, you had to chase people around. You had to find out where they were. It's just a constant, you're constantly babysitting. And so that's why I started what I do. I wanted to be different. I wanted to provide a service that was truly different than the experience that I was getting.
Nothing wrong with that, man.
No, absolutely.
I would imagine along the way you've made some great partners, some great community partners. You mentioned Piedmont Group. Great community partners are what the studio thrives on. One of our great community partners is Leather and Lace Coffee and Company. They specialize in barrel-aged coffee beans. Actually, Leather and Lace artisan roasts all their coffees. Along with coffee roasting, they are a full-service corporate event and exceptional occasion catering company. Based in Braselton, Georgia, Leather and Lace serves Atlanta Metro and Northeast Georgia area. Visit leatherlacecoffeecompany.com for all the details. And while you're at it, visit our new website, negabrx.com, to see all our great community partners. Nathan, you still there?
Yes, sir.
You didn't run off on me?
No, we're still here.
Man, I got bills to pay, man.
Oh, absolutely.
You know about that.
The bigger you get, the more you got.
Across this country, maybe even the world, I hear business leaders, business owners, all sizes, biggest to the smallest. I can't get help. Or the help I get, they don't stick around. So revolving door is the catchphrase. Where are you at on that? Are you developing talent? Can you do that?
We are in a much better spot than we were 2 years ago.
Not many people can say that.
2 years ago, I would say the majority, we were all in the same boat. Didn't matter if you had a business for 40 years or 2 years, 3 years.
Yeah.
Talent just wasn't there. Nobody's working. Mm-hmm. What I'm starting to see is right now there is talent out there in the market. It's hard to find. But when you do, it's how you develop them. Make them understand this is what we want. This is our expectation. And how you train them and bring them up throughout your industry. Mm-hmm. My biggest compliment, and I tell these guys all the time, our guys that we hire, new guys, compliment I could ever have would be for you to, if you decided to leave here to better yourself, whatever, for whatever reason, you now have something you can put on a resume and you can use me as a reference, and I'll be glad to refer you and do that for your entire career. Mm-hmm. That's the biggest compliment I could ever have.
Yeah, be proud that they worked for you.
Right.
Yeah.
But as far as just work, the workforce itself, I feel like the marketplace, it's still a little slow. How you find it, I feel like the local communities are trying to do a better job at getting people exposed to employers, especially in the trades industry.
Yeah.
Over the next 10 years, I'm hoping that gets a lot better and we can actually start to see some results from some of these trade schools. There's one that's starting in off Highway 29, plumbing group that's starting it. Do you know their?
Yeah, I do actually. The Trades Education Center.
That is, I think so.
Yeah, my buddies Chris Griffin, Keith Dorton, and Tim Davis. Good guys.
Just recently I heard that they were starting a program here in the Jefferson area.
Yes.
And
it's going to be awesome. It already is, actually.
Pretty exciting to hear that, and I'm hoping that more opportunities are available for other trades, because right now I think they're solely focused on the plumbing.
They are.
Maybe the electrical, but they're looking to expand it. And so, you know, I reached out to those guys and really said, hey, if you look to expand or get into other things, please let me know. I want to get involved.
Right.
For me, the best talent that you could ever recruit is young. But the younger guys, they need to understand that there is potential as a career for a trade. And the younger you can get them and instill those values and the work ethic and all the things that go along with learning a trade, the better you can help bring them up within your company. The hardest thing I see is we just don't have that opportunity to go to these local trade schools and actually do like a career fair or some sort of mentorship program where you can go in, promote your company, do some recruiting. We go to the Lanier Tech, the Barrow campus?
Mm-hmm.
I go there and meet with their welding program. I try to go every other month. It's worked out.
That's good news.
It has. I've gone to their night classes,
mm-hmm.
talked to them. It would be really nice if they offered some sort of like a career fair where you go in, you set up just like you would a college.
Mm-hmm.
You know, companies go to colleges all the time to recruit. They need to do something like that for the trades.
Create a pipeline.
That's correct. It's a recruiting tool. They're doing their job by training these young adults or adults.
Mm-hmm.
But what I feel like they're not doing is a good job at placing them.
Right.
That's the tough part. They're really good about getting you in. That's what they need to get better at. I just feel like maybe there are some of those opportunities out there. I'm just not pertinent to them. But the best way for us to find new talent is word of mouth.
Yeah.
Existing or current employees.
Yeah.
They help us with that. We do incentivize our employees to a potential candidate. We hire them. We give them some sort of bonus for finding.
Oh, yeah. Recruiting.
Recruiting tool. Yeah.
Yeah. Man. Yeah.
So we try to do things a little different. You know, we're not much different, but you've got to do those things. You've got to be able to find ways to attract new talent.
Right.
Because at the end of the day, these young guys, they're not on LinkedIn. They're not networking.
No, they're not there yet.
How are they finding out about you, a company?
Yeah.
So there's really not a resource for that mm-hmm. other than word of mouth. Hey, I've got a buddy who knows somebody who you can call. That's the avenue. And it's been like that forever. I'm really hoping that some groups or maybe some schools, they can step up and really get this thing under control and really help promote the trades.
You do a lot of networking, don't you?
Yes, we do.
In the area?
We are part of the Piedmont group.
Right.
We meet once a week. They do once a month, kind of a social.
Mm-hmm.
Been a very, very beneficial thing for me. Been a member there, been a part of the group for over a year. And before that, I was just kind of in my own world.
Right.
You know, winning all day by yourself is not fun.
Yeah.
So I am a part of the Piedmont group and very privileged to have the opportunity to know each and every person that comes. And we all benefit from each other. And for me, from a personal and a business aspect, it's been nothing but rewarding.
Good.
Especially the local community. Going back to where it all started, Barrow County.
That's right.
That's the even sweeter part
about
it.
And you didn't get very far. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. I don't even live in Barrow County right now. So
you don't?
I live in Oconee.
Do you?
I'm firmly planting business roots in Barrow County.
Nathan, we covered a lot of ground. We've got a website?
We do. EntrySolutionsGroup.com. Check us out on LinkedIn.
You're on LinkedIn?
Yes, sir. Very active.
That's actually how you and I met.
It is.
Mutual friends.
Okay.
But really LinkedIn.
Yeah. LinkedIn's a great resource for networking, but also promoting your business. I was active in it before I started my business, and once I started my business... Yeah, we're very active on LinkedIn, not so much Facebook. I kind of use that for personal.
You do that because you kind of have to.
That's right.
Honestly. It sounds horrible, but it's true.
It is. It's true, but you know, I kind of keep it business-related only. And
oh, yeah.
It's been a great networking tool, so I love LinkedIn.
Well, brother, if we got it all in, big shout-out to your dad.
Absolutely.
For walking down this path with you.
Yeah, he's a partner with me and a very good asset for me, and he's the one that got me in construction, so I'm going to make sure.
End of the day, it's actually his fault.
It is his fault, 100%. Make sure he got me in, I'm going to get him out.
Hey, there you go.
So
sounds like a lot like me and my dad. He got me into, yeah. Wow, we are a kinship.
Blessing, but a, you know, blessing
curse
and a curse.
A blessing all at the same time.
Yes, sir.
Awesome, man. Oh, there's my music. Nathan, thanks for coming in, brother.
Thanks for having me. Look forward to it next time.
All right, man. Hey, folks, check out EntrySolutionsGroup.com. Nathan and the gang doing a lot of good work around a lot of communities. Hey, I'm Tom Sheldon. We'll talk to you soon.
Life is full of ifs, but if you want to cash flow like a pro and get paid up to 2 days early, safeguard against surprises and supercharge your savings, Regions Life Banking makes it possible.
Regions Bank, embrace the if in life.
Regions Bank, member FDIC.